Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today I've got for you a crazy couple of entitled parent stories. Starting with this one, which was originally posted on r/amithejerk, but there is a juicy update to get into posted directly on r/entitledparents. Without further ado, sit back, relax, make sure you are subscribed to my channel if you aren't already. Let's get into this. Am I the jerk for telling my father that I don't care how nice his new girlfriend is, she'll never be welcome at my home? I am a 33-year-old woman, and my father, who's in his 60s, can't keep a girlfriend for long. My mum divorced him when I was a child, and since then, he's had no interest in remarrying and settling down. Today, his relationships don't tend to last much longer than a year. I'm married with two kids, an 8-year-old boy and a 4-year-old girl. Because I don't want them to get attached to a new step-grandma every few months, I laid some ground rules when my son was born. My father wasn't allowed to introduce any new girlfriends to them until 6 months into the relationship. For most of my kids' lives, we had no problems with that. Then came my father's girlfriend from 2022, who was an absolute nightmare of a person. My kids only met her once, but it was enough for me to consider her unsafe to be around my family. Though they later broke up, my father initially tried to justify her behavior. Because of that whole affair, I changed the rule. He'd have to wait a year instead of 6 months before introducing a new girlfriend. If he tried to do so before that, she'd never be allowed to come to my place. He protested at first because most of his relationships don't last that long, but I held my ground and he eventually agreed. He was with another woman for 9 months last year and my children never met her. My father has been with his newest girlfriend for 6 months. I've never really met her because she lives an hour away. She is apparently kid obsessed and has been asking him to meet his grandkids for a while. He's tried to convince me to make an exception for her for a few months, but I always say no and remind him of my rules. My daughter is turning 4 this week, and we threw her a birthday party yesterday. It took place at an event space our building has. My father showed up an hour late with his new girlfriend. I approached them to ask what he was doing. He said that his girlfriend was excited to meet my kids, and he thought the birthday party would be a good place to introduce them. Because they'd been together for half a year, he didn't think it would be such a big deal. I told them the girlfriend had to leave before my kids saw her. My dad tried to give other excuses, such as the fact that my stepdad, who's been with my mum for more than 20 years, was there, and said that if she left, so would he. I told him to be my guest, and they both left. Earlier today, my father called me. He told me off for kicking them out of the party. He said my rules were too restrictive and his girlfriend was a lovely person who deserved to meet my kids. I told him that not only do I not care how nice she is, but I'll also never welcome her at my home after the stunt he pulled. She can meet my kids after the 12-month mark, but not at my place. We fought for a while before he hung up on me. My husband and my sister, who's staying with us for a few days, witnessed most of the fight. My husband is on my side, but my sister thinks I'm being needlessly cruel to a woman that I've never met. So, am I the jerk? Now, there's a little bit more context here, which I think is very, very important before I get into my thoughts on this initially, before we then get into the update posted on r/entitledparents. But OP has said that this is what happened to make her change the rule. So back in 2022, on our first meeting with my father's then girlfriend, the girlfriend slapped my 2-year-old daughter because she spilled a cup of juice on her lap, staining her white dress. We were across the room and weren't able to stop her until it was too late. When we confronted her, the excuse was that the dress was new and expensive. She refused to apologize. My daughter doesn't remember it, but my son witnessed the whole thing. My father only defended her when we kicked her out. He broke up with her the next day and apologized profusely. It took us a few months and a lot of talking things through to let him near our kids after that. Okay, so there we go. I feel like with that context now, we have the full picture and the rationale behind why OP has these strict rules in place. Now, I will say that I do actually agree with OP's sister. It is quite harsh on their dad's new girlfriend to not be able to see, you know, the kids for this length of time. I'd feel the same probably if I was the woman in question. She's probably like, you know, why am I not allowed to see your grandchildren? I've been with you for a long time now. Am I not allowed to see them? That's a shame. So I get it from her perspective. However, from your perspective, OP, it makes complete and utter sense. You can't trust your dad with his new partners. And I think that the example that we've just seen there is complete justification for why you can't. I mean, you just simply cannot let someone like that around your kids. And if you have any sort of potential thinking in your mind that a new person, a new woman in your dad's life might be, you know, there's even a 0.1% chance that something like this could happen again, then yeah, you got to stop it and have those strict boundaries. I think the person that is being punished here most is your dad, which is probably the right way of doing things. I mean, the fact that he didn't apologize until he was out of the house and it took months to reconcile is ridiculous. Surely you immediately just say, no, we're done. I'm so, so sorry. Let's try and move on as quickly as possible. But he didn't do that. Crazy. Now, for him to have to explain to his new girlfriend the reasoning why she can't see his grandchildren, that is good punishment. And I would say it's tough for him to have to do that, but he's put himself in that position. So that's on him. But anyway, as I mentioned before we got into this one, there is an update to this posted on r/entitledparents just 24 days ago. So let's get into that. All right, so OP says, I've mostly solved the situation since I posted on r/amithejerk. There are some things, though, that I think I should clarify about my relationship with my father first. I can't be the first to say this, but Reddit is by no means a place to accurately describe any type of relationship in full detail, especially a familial one. So those who said I don't like my father or don't approve of his lifestyle are jumping to conclusions. I love my father very much, and I'm grateful for everything he's done for me. But yeah, he's a jerk. We've had a rough relationship since I was a kid. It got much better after I moved out, mostly because we both realized we wouldn't have any relationship whatsoever if we didn't make efforts to change. As much as my father has become a better person, he still has some extremely narcissistic tendencies that make themselves obvious every now and then. The one that's the most relevant in this situation is the fact that he is terrible with boundaries. I came up with a metaphor in the comments on my previous post that I think illustrates this. He wants a door. I give him a window instead. He says he's fine with the window. Next thing I know, he's throwing rocks at the window until it's big enough to be a door. Yes, that is actually a very good metaphor. Not the best metaphor I've ever written, but I think it applies. You know what? No, I like it, and I think it makes complete sense. And I want to add that one of the main reasons our relationship was so rocky when I was younger was because I had no means of restoring the window. Now that we don't live together and I pay my own bills, it's gotten easier to either stop him from throwing the rocks or not give him windows in the first place. And I, for one, hope this analogy continues throughout the rest of this post. On that note, my father is a pretty hands-on grandfather. We only see him once a month, but he FaceTimes me frequently and the kids love him. So introducing new girlfriends as grandpa's friends, as many suggested, wouldn't work. We tried it once and they blew their cover in less than an hour. I didn't even think of that, but yeah, I guess that probably wouldn't work. Also, it's not that I don't approve of my father's lifestyle. I simply don't care. I'm 33 years old. I have a job, a husband, and two children. My father's dating habits are neither my business nor my concern. He can date anyone he wants for as long as he wants, as long as everyone is over 18 and not a complete monster. What I do care about is how this affects my children. I've been dealing with my father's revolving door since I was 10. Back then, his relationships tended to last at least 2 years, but it still took a toll on both me and my younger sister. The first woman my father dated after the divorce was insane and ruined my childhood. The next one was amazing, but didn't stick around for long. The following one was unpleasant. The list goes on. I don't want my children to go through this lack of stability. I'm carrying that baggage. They don't need to know how heavy it is. The last thing I want to add here is that my father has another major problem. He is obsessed with both pleasing everyone and the idea that I have to please everyone. That almost ruined our relationship completely when I was younger. And sadly, he hasn't really let go of that yet. The former is why he defended his 2022 girlfriend, OP explained that in the edit of the previous post that I read, and the latter is the reason he was so angry at me for banning his new girlfriend after the party fiasco. Alright, so on to the actual update. My father and I had a minor fight over the phone about what happened at the party on Monday. 2 days later, his new girlfriend called me. She asked me why I'd banned her from my home before even meeting her or introducing my children. I told them to leave before the kids saw them. I asked her if she knew about my 12-month rule. Not only did she know, but she also insisted that my father break the rule anyway. She said she was great with kids and knew my children would love her, so she thought it wouldn't be a big deal for me to make an exception for her. Yet that is a massive, massive red flag. Surely, if you knew about the rule, you would respect it, first of all. Then at least like make or try and make a relationship with OP and show her through, you know, having conversations, having great times over a couple of months or whatever, that you are a nice person. And then you'd hopefully show her that you are ready to meet her children. And yeah, maybe then she might change her rule and her boundaries. But you wouldn't say to your husband or your boyfriend, oh, you need to just break these rules. That's stupid anyway. And I'm great around kids. Really, really weird, and I guess is a good reason and a good showing as to why those rules exist in the first place. Kind of mad. I came very close to hanging up on her when she said that, OP continues. The whole reason I even came to Reddit was because I thought I was being unfair to her, but this made it clear to me that she was also in the wrong. Yeah, exactly. Instead, I decided to explain the 2022 incident. She didn't know about it. When I was done, she said she understood why the rule was created and apologized for trying to break it. Okay, that's good at least. I called my father the next day and I told him about the chat I'd had with his girlfriend. He confirmed everything. He took her to the party because she wanted to go and he wanted to make her happy. We had a very long discussion that almost escalated into a fight. I reminded him of the reasons my rule existed. The only one he truly deemed valid was the 2022 incident, which he's still ashamed of. The discussion touched many other topics, but the main one was that my children are the priority. I told my father that my main concern is protecting them, and I won't hesitate to cut anyone off, including family, if it means doing so. In the end, he agreed to deal with the consequences. His new girlfriend will be allowed to meet my kids at the 12-month mark, but she won't be welcome at my place. But if he tries to pull this stunt again, they'll both be cut off. We ended the call on a cold note, but he called me again on Friday. He apologized for everything and said I was a great mother. I can tell when he's being sincere at this point, so I accepted the apology. Knowing my family, I don't think there'll be any problems with this for a while. And if there are, I've got it covered. I think this will be my last post. Thank you all for the support and encouragement you've given me. Yeah, to be fair, I think that is the thing that shines through throughout this entire post, the original and the update, is that you just know exactly what you want, OP, and you're not taking any trash from anyone, even your own father, even his new girlfriend. You're just like, no, it's my life now. I had this not great childhood with you controlling it and you having random women that just weren't very nice to me, and that was terrible. So no. This is my life now. This is my family. I'm doing exactly what I want and what I think is best for them. And that's it. Simple as that. You're either on board with that and you can come along for the ride. Or if you're not, then I'm cutting all ties and you're not going to be a part of this. I love it. It's how you got to be. But a lot of people struggle to be exactly like OP. So yeah, respect.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
All right, now on to our next entitled parent story. This one is a little bit more lighthearted, but it's kind of mental. Let's get into it. So, apparently it's my fault you go to Dunkin' every day. First, let me say that I am honored that I have this much power in my co-worker's life. I had no idea, and apparently I'm using this power for evil instead of good. Story time. My coworker is extremely behind on bills because her college-aged daughter uses her credit card and she racked up thousands in food-related charges in under one semester, over 5,000. Oh my goodness. My coworker still gave her the card the next semester because she couldn't have the daughter walk to the dining hall and have food she didn't like, but was the food that she already paid for, and didn't want to cook in the kitchen even though she paid for a weekly grocery delivery from the grocery store. But, you know, I'm not a parent, so maybe I don't understand. Anyways, my coworker is looking to save money. I wonder why. I grab coffee daily from the lunchroom. Basically, it's hot water that I add my own stuff to, coffee and creamer. Well, herein lies the problem. My coworker keeps forgetting to buy the coffee she needs, and I'm not sharing my expensive coffee with her. I draw the line. Now, by forget, I mean she runs to the grocery store almost daily because she needs cereal the day they run out of the one they like instead of eating the other one in the house. Again, not a mother, so maybe this is normal, but if I tried that with my mother, I would not have eaten cereal. So instead of just going on Amazon like a normal human being, she needs to grab Dunkin' every morning. Now to the part where I am costing her money. We have free coffee downstairs and free cream, but again, it's downstairs. This coworker walks by it every morning when she does remember to bring coffee, but she forgets to grab the cream and messages me saying that she's too tired and doesn't know what she's going to do. The thing is, I have cream at my desk. My cream is not the same as the downstairs cream. You see, guys, I buy my cream in flavors in the single serve variety, in larger quantities, because I'm horrible at remembering to buy it, so I stock up. Theoretically, yes, I have extra, but the guilting text came daily for weeks, although she never outright asked. I always said, well, hey, just grab some downstairs. She told me that because she doesn't have cream, she now just stops at Dunkin' every morning. So because I won't share my $50 worth of cream, she's now telling me she goes to Dunkin', which she can't afford. I can see where the daughter gets it from. I figured you guys needed a laugh. Okay, now that was just absolutely ridiculous. If you're too lazy and too unorganized to do the most basic thing and buy yourself coffee and cream, then you don't deserve it. And also, you know exactly what you're doing by sending these texts. You're just too much of a loser to say, oh, can I just borrow a bit of cream, bit of coffee one day, I'll get my own the next time. I feel like if you just did that and accepted that you just forgot and you don't have any with you and you would really love some nice coffee and you'll get it the next time, even you might even get it back for OP the next time when they're out, then I feel like OP would say, you know what, yeah, fine. But if you're doing all of this every single day for months on end, and we're not going to get into the parenting side of things here, but the way that you're treating your daughter as her mum is kind of crazy, like not even punishing her at all for racking up over $5,000 of credit card debt, and instead saying, nah, just keep paying it, I'll deal with this. Yeah, insane. I don't know. I feel like OP is the sort of person who would say, you know what, yeah, I've got you this time, don't worry, but not with somebody like this who is just, yeah, beyond helpless. Now for our final entitled parent story of this episode. Entitled parents think they own my apartment and had no regard for boundaries. I remember when it was my brother's graduation and my mum insisted that I attend family events. I had just finished freshman year and gained 20 pounds from depression and isolation. I thought about transferring colleges and giving up my scholarship because that is how much I hated my college. Nevertheless, I attended his graduation because my mum insisted. I stayed at his place for a week before my mum joined us from another country. I started shedding a lot of hair from stress and depression, but I had no idea. Since I was sharing space with him, I had little space to put my belongings. My hair shedded in the bathroom, but I didn't notice it, and it happened for a couple of days where my hair sat in the bathroom. Without warning, my brother aggressively pushed me to the ground and started yelling why I didn't clean up. He also screamed again because I spread two books, a laptop, and snacks on his desk to work on my transfer essays. He kept pointing at my thighs and laughing. The whole graduation trip, which I came for my brother, turned into emotional scapegoating. I told my mum about this, but she shrugged and said, his place, his rules. I failed my college transfer, was extremely exhausted, and I suffered 4 years of college. Now, fast forward 10 years and he got married. My brother and I were not on good terms and we'd stopped talking. I have my own apartment and I've always avoided family problems where my mum visited me. Now, she brought with her my brother's wife because she was working in my neighborhood and decided to tag along. I told my mum in the lobby that I don't welcome her, but she brushed it off and said, come on, she's just family. My mum kept pushing to let her and the wife in and I had to push them back away from the door. I finally snapped. My whole family started knocking me after this incident. My brother even said he's going to name his child after me, and they all started laughing. They've got no respect for me and my physical boundaries at my own apartment, including my mum. What happened to her house, her rules? My mum just shrugged again and said, oh, don't you worry, she doesn't even want to come to your house. What the heck is wrong with her? Yeah, pretty sad way to end this episode, not gonna lie. I mean, that's not really entitled, that's just bullying. Like, you're just being bullied by your whole family, and it sounds like you have been your entire life. Can't really sugarcoat it, my friend. I mean, the easy option, I guess, for me to say when I'm sat here in my room is just say, yeah, cut them off, because they just sound like terrible people. I don't really know how easy that is in reality, but yeah, you are just being bullied by your own family. I mean, guys, comment down below. Isn't that just what's happening here? I don't see any other way in which that's not what's going on. So, yeah, pretty tough, but hey, pretty brutal end to this one. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, get in the comments down below. Leave some advice for the people of Reddit that have posted these posts, because you know, you all out there are sensible people. You've got good logic, good tips, good heartfelt advice, and yeah, I want to hear your thoughts on these three stories.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.